When we restore the sacred feminine in the Mi'kmaq language, we unveil Metuoptimunk. Metuoptimunk breathes spirit into complex spaces that have become disconnected from the spirit of life, and it provides a pathway to what my beloved late Tuscarora elder Rosa Mai refers to as awakening the learning spirit. Metuoptimunk is also a pathway to transformative change. It's a pathway to deeper insight. It's a pathway to healing. And Metuoptimunk cultivates a sense of belonging in a world of kin relations and reawakens this learning spirit by connecting us to ourselves, to each other, to our Earth Mother, and to all of creation. And, you know, I spoke about that seventh fire prophecy in the first episode of where we're at this critical time as a human family where we can choose to continue on that road of destruction, that road of violence, that road of degradation of our Earth Mother and destruction of all our kin relatives and our resources, or we can choose sort of the spiritual road to work together as the human family towards lighting the eighth fire of peace. And Metuoptimunk is kindling the embers of the fire, that seventh fire, towards the lighting of the eighth fire in that prophecy. And in that prophecy, the late Ed Benton-Benet in his book Meshomesh, he says that there's a group of people that decided to take neither road, but they decided instead to turn back and to travel the road before them, to remember and reclaim the wisdom of those who came before.